Well, what's the best thing to say, Andrew? Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Live from Greenville, South Carolina.
It's a bunch of fat people sitting in their living rooms.
All right, guys, welcome to our first podcast, hopefully of many. I'm Logan, sitting here with my buddy Chris.
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris.
Andrew's sitting here as well.
How you doing?
All right, so since this is the first one of these we're doing, I can't think of a better time than, we'll be looking at 18 days or so till
E3? About that.
A few weeks. So that'll be fun. So I figured it'd be pretty good for us to gather up and try this out. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. What do y'all think?
Oh, yeah. Prime time to be a gamer.
Definitely.
All right, so we're just going to kind of riff on this, but I figured we'd run down some of the press conferences, touch base on a lot of the games, and maybe at the end say some stuff about the new systems maybe showing up or any kind of big news. So we'll try to stagger this for y'all. So out of the gate, we June 6th, 1 p.m. Eastern. I think it's 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Microsoft, they're going to kick it off as usual. So Microsoft this year, what do y'all want to see from it? What do y'all expect to see from it? Talk to me.
Well, when it comes to the Microsoft press conference, what I really want to see is an Arkham Asylum video of how they're going to have the game play out in terms of the Predator and the free flow combat. And then what I want to see is at least a video with Mass Effect 3 to show what maybe they're going to be doing with that game so that I can get a kind of, you know, I can know if it's just going to be on Earth or not. And the things that I'll probably be expecting is going to be Call of Duty. I know that's going to be on there. There's no doubt about that, that they're going to show some kind of Call of Duty video or even maybe like a game level to show you. And they're going to give a release date for it. That's a guarantee. You're also going to get the Skyrim. And I probably would say you might get a Gears 3. I don't know, but you could for the simple fact that, I mean, it's Gears 3. They showed it last time and they already came out with the beta, but still, you never know. I mean, it's a big game, and they could always show it in.
Well, you bring up a good point. Exclusive-wise, they don't really have a lot of ammunition to fire. So you wonder when you have this kind of sniping match between them and Sony trying to take third-party games and make them their own. You mentioned Call of Duty. That's a great example of, you know, I believe the past two press conferences, they've shown off Call of Duty, you know, and you have the commercials branding it. My dad or something, they think it's an Xbox game. You brought up a good point with Elder Scrolls, Skyrim. It's something that Microsoft, just like Call of Duty, has kind of branded as their own game. It's, you know, marketing this exclusive DLC like the map packs they've done just earlier. That's another game I can definitely see them working in, but when it comes to exclusive titles only on the Xbox, I don't know what they're going to show. The past few years, they haven't had much to show, and it's not different this time.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, Chris?
I'm expecting to see the Halo 1 remake. I know that's just rumored, but I'm really expecting to see that.
That's a good point. We didn't mention that yet, and it was the rumor that I believe Joystick it was basically confirmed it. November 11th, I believe, was 2001 was Halo's release date, and they're trying to catch the 10-year anniversary. That'd be an interesting one. Would y'all be willing to pay $60 for Halo again?
Absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't pay that much for a Halo 1 remake.
Well, new art assets, online multiplayer, that doesn't tickle your fancy?
Multiplayer?
Doesn't matter. I mean, it's the old game.
Same story.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I can go ahead and tell you the ending. It will be $60. Trust me on that. That'll definitely happen. Another thing for Microsoft that just killed the press conference for me last year was Kinect. I have it. It's, you know, it's a neat little novelty. It's definitely going to be there this year. It's sold pretty well. What are they going to show for that at E3 this year?
I mean, really, I think they're going to maybe talk a bit about it. But it's not going to be as big as it was last year. Because I think it's just right now, the best they could do is give you a couple of games that'll use it, you know, for like a couple of mainstream games that'll have features with it. But there's really nothing more they can do to it that you haven't already seen. I mean, it's motion control. It's got the voice command and the facial recognition. But that's about it. I mean, there's nothing else they could show you that it can do.
Well, I'm interested to see stuff like facial recognition and voice commands in a game. You know, the fact that I can sit my fat ass on the couch and the Xbox knows it's my fat ass and I'm ready to watch X-Files is not that impressive to me. It's neat, but, you know, if they can translate that into a game experience, then I'll be excited. What I want to see is a fusion of the controller and the Kinect. You know, there's no need to take Gears of War and turn it into a Kinect game.
Yeah.
There's no reason to say that we could not have a sequence in Halo or something that controls the Kinect, and then you have the controller parts. I think that'd be a better application for it than more Wii Sport or Kinect sports games, you know?
We definitely don't want another Wii. It seems like it's going toward the Wii.
At this point, the Wii is not really that much of a threat. Well, it's on its way out, and it's certainly not what it was. I think this... We've glutted the market with this motion control stuff between the Kinect and Move. It's not really special anymore. So even though it was a bit of a letdown last year, 2009 and 2008, that was Metal Gear Solid Rising in 2009, Final Fantasy XIII in 2008, they had a couple of really big surprises to show off. And, you know, they wound up stealing the show just based on this one announcement. So does anybody see something like this from Microsoft this year? Do they have anything like that?
Well, I think their surprises are going to really lie in what games they offer you this E3. I think with Microsoft, a big surprise I want to see is Alan Wake 2.
Alan Wake 2, I don't know if I'd put that in a bombshell status, but that would certainly be a surprise.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. It was a good game. I'd like to see a second one because I thought the first ending was so bad, but that's just me.
Well, surprises for me, I don't think they're really going to release any surprises. The Halo thing's going to be the biggest bombshell that they're going to have this year.
Yeah, I can see that. But I think the cat's really already out of the bag with that.
What about you? What are your surprises for E3 at Microsoft?
I don't really know what they can do. Like I said, exclusive-wise, they don't have much. The one thing I can see, this is one that I can see going either way. Sony could drop it, Microsoft could drop it, but Grand Theft Auto 5, I expect that to be at E3. There's been a lot of talk building up about that slowly through the internet.
Right.
I think we're going to see it. Where, I don't know, but anywhere is possible.
I really just hope they make it a lot like San Andreas, because Grand Theft Auto 4 was kind of like a letdown for me in a way.
I felt the exact same way. I feel like it was a step back, even though it's still a great game.
Right.
San Andreas was just that much better. So we'll get back together after E3's concluded, and I always like to give them a letter grade. So if you had to guess right now, what kind of letter grade would you smack on Microsoft this year, thinking what they're going to show you, Andrew?
I'd have to say if I want to give them a grade, I'd give them like an A-.
A minus. That's a pretty high score there. What about you, Chris?
I think I'm going to give them B plus. What about you?
I got them at B minus. I think you're going to have a lot of Kinect again this year. I don't know. I'm not interested in Modern Warfare 3. I think you're going to see a lot of that too. We'll see though. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised. So that's Microsoft in a nutshell. Some of the games that they could show up anywhere really, but I'd like to go into some of those in detail later. But a nice little overview. Next, breaking the mold, Sony usually goes last, but they're actually going June the 6th also, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. So Sony at night, what's going to happen? They got a few things to answer for. They got a few things to show off. What's going to happen there?
Well, when it comes to Sony, I got a feeling they're going to be doing a lot of Infamous 2, going to make another reference to Twisted Metal, and I think they're going to make a big showing with Uncharted 3. But that's going to be their main focal point.
And the NGP is going to be there too also, right?
Oh, yeah, the next generation portable.
Yeah, I imagine the NGP will be there. I don't know how much they'll show. Can anybody give me a certain release date on that? Is it late this year? Is in Japan maybe? Next year? I'm not too sure.
I got a feeling it'll be about, if I went to go with my gut on this one, I'd say it'd be about next year, maybe around Christmas of next year for us, early next year for Japan.
I'm pretty sure they're announcing a launch date for that at E3. I'm not really 100% about that, though.
Yeah, I expect to hear a lot of stuff about the NGP, a lot of stuff about games like Uncharted 3, probably some Move stuff. But does anybody think they're going to bring up the PSN? I believe they almost have to, because after that fiasco, they got a lot to answer for.
I have a feeling they are going to talk about it, and they're specifically going to have that Kevin Butler guy talk about it.
God, I hope they don't do something like that. I think that just make them look like assholes, brushing it off.
Just have a huge OOPS on the screen.
That would work for me. Well, we'll go into that a little later. I don't know. It's an interesting situation, especially so close to E3.
You know, our predictions have Microsoft making some surprises. So do you guys think that Sony is going to have any surprises up their sleeves for us?
Surprises? Is it like an announcement? I see God of War 4 coming, because that's just their whoring out franchise that they're going to PSP, NGP, and PS3 to death. Other than that, I don't really see them doing anything unless they're going to try to associate some game with them, a Dead Space 3, something weird like that. Mass Effect 3 is a possibility to be shown at Sony's. I don't know. They're probably wanting to tout that for the PS3 this year, or I guess next year actually now. I don't know enough about Sony to really know of a hardcore surprise they'd have up their sleeves.
What about you, Andrew? Are you expecting any surprises for Sony's press conference?
I really couldn't give you an exact game title that I think they would show. But I do think that with all the things that have happened with them, this is the perfect opportunity to give something that people can really respect them with.
I agree. A bombshell would probably make people forget about the PSN. All right, so we did it with Microsoft. If you were going to give them a pre-E3 letter grade, what would y'all give them, Andrew?
Solid C.
I'm going to have to agree with Andrew on this one and say C.
I got them at a C+. Behind Microsoft we have. And nothing against Sony's E3s. You know, I'm sure if I was a huge PlayStation person, I never really have been, that I'd be more interested. But they always seem to have the most boring E3 press conferences.
True. Right behind Ubisoft.
Wow, those guys are in a league of their own. If Ubisoft had half a mind, they'd come out there and say, here's our new Assassin's Creed title. Play a video and then see ya.
See ya later.
We got hors d'oeuvres in the lobby. See ya.
We're handing out some food. That's about it. All right, so we talked about Sony and Microsoft now, and so, of course, we've got to come to the last one, the one that everybody's really going to be looking at. The Nintendo press conference, of course, is going to be June 7th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. So, I mean, what are you guys expecting to see, and what do you guys want to see over at this conference?
Well, of all of them, I'm probably the most confused about what Nintendo's going to show. We all know that the Project Cafe, the new system, we know it's coming. But when it comes to Wii games, I really don't know, other than Zelda, what they have to show, and they need to show something. Other than that, I believe we'll have a lot of this Project Cafe talk and you know, some 3DS stuff thrown in as well.
Okay, so you know, at last E3 for Nintendo, they did a huge string of games, like games that everyone was wanting to see. And so, you know, they just came out with all these different titles. Do you really think they're going to do that this year?
It's a great point. I think they've exhausted it. They announced a lot of games last year, and a lot of them being for the 3DS, none of which really big titles make. Did any of them make the launch date? I know Ocarina of Time's coming shortly after E3. Star Fox 64, I believe, is also coming shortly. The Resident Evil Mercenaries game. But other than that, I'm not sure of games that they didn't announce last year that, you know,
that just aren't there.
And that's another good point, Andrew. Wii games. Kirby's Epic Yarn. Obviously, you can still talk about Zelda, but
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's already out. Mario, I don't know if they talked about Galaxy last year, but it came out shortly after E3.
Yeah, I think they did talk about that at E3 2010.
Mario Sports Mix, you know, another like kind of Mario Baseball kind of mix, all kinds of stuff. That one, I believe, is coming out. Has it come out? Or is it, it's coming out very soon? They've announced a lot of, you know, titles last year, and I don't know if there's anything left. I think they have shifted all focus to Project Cafe. They're putting all their eggs in that basket.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
As someone who's never really been interested in the Wii, I'm ready to move on from it. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't really know who's interested in the Wii anymore.
I'm not one of the people who ever was interested in the Wii. Pretty much after Other M, I've given up on that thing. I see it as Skyward Sword as their last big Wii title, and I don't know if they'll have much more to show. I think they're totally shifting away from it, which is fine by me, but...
So, I mean, on to another topic. What kind of surprises do you think Nintendo is going to be able to show?
I think Nintendo's kind of been pretty cocky these last few years since they've been doing so well. I don't know if they're going to surprise us, so to speak, other than just saying, here's the Project Cafe, you know you want it, and that's pretty much it.
All right, and so on that, I think I'm going to have to ditto the both of you on your surprises, and I'm going to personally give them a grade of B+. What about you guys?
I'm actually right with Chris with this one. I got them at an A-. The 3DS, even though I don't really have any interest for it after the, you know, launch date passed, I'm really excited for Cafe. I love Nintendo. I think they're going to have a lot to show this year. So that's it for the press conferences. We'll have to check back a few weeks after they're over and see how our predictions landed against the real thing. But I want to go now to something that doesn't really fit into press conferences. They might make an appearance, but most of the stuff, it's either current or far-reaching, but you'll probably hear something about them along E3. Talk about some big games coming out, maybe this year, next year, soon, later. Let's talk about them. So the first game I have to talk about, personal favorite of mine, can't wait for it, Mass Effect 3. You know, we finally got some details on it in April with Game Informer, and they've been releasing them pretty steadily since then. What do you guys want to see from this game in E3? Do you think we'll see anything? What do you think?
I thought Mass Effect 1 was very sort of open world, where you could just land on the planet and kind of do what you felt like. And Mass Effect 2, it sort of took you by the hand a little bit. And so I think if they can find a fusion between those two, I think it'll be a great game, and it'll surpass all my expectations for Mass Effect 3.
Totally agree with that. I think that's what 3 needs to be, is a combination of 1 and 2. I love 1, and I really love 2. But I agree with what you said about both games. You know, 1 did feel a bit more open and a bit more important, really, than 2. 2 felt a little Gears of War-ish corridor shooter, which it did fine, but took away from that exploration sense that was in Mass Effect 1. And I might add, from all indications I've heard, that they're trying to, you know, fuse the two together. Mass Effect 3 is going to be a bigger game. So, Andrew, what do you want to see from E3, though? I know what your hopes for the game are, but what do you think you're going to actually see in a few weeks?
I would like to see at least something gearing away from the whole idea of Earth is under attack. I want to see what these other planets and other species are doing with this whole Reaper invasion. So maybe I'd be fine with just a video like, you know, maybe they're on the Krogan home planet and it's showing the Reapers coming there, and then you get a little flash of maybe the, you know, Quarians seeing on their ships seeing the Reapers come out, but just make it a little more open and let me know that it's at least not going to just focus solely on her.
So a video, would you be satisfied with a video, or do you want to see them play the game? I don't know what we're going to get.
I would be satisfied. As of right now, I'd be satisfied with the video.
For me, I'm actually excited to see them just play the game, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. Video, I'm sure we'll see that. I'm with Chris. I'd actually like to see them play it. I don't know. Comes out, you know, they've delayed it. Early 2012. Regardless of what they show, I'm pretty excited. I don't want them to just kind of brush over it, though. I want them to make a showing. You know, this is the only E3 it's going to be at. Let's make it important, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, we touched on Gears of War 3 earlier, and I'm with Andrew. I don't know what kind of presence it might have, since, you know, it's supposed to come out April 11th of this year, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah, that's what the original video said.
April 11th?
Yep. Yeah, I believe so. And they pushed it back to September 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
But in lieu of this, they gave us the beta, which just concluded this past Sunday. What are people's impressions of the beta? Did it get you excited for the game? Okay, you can go ahead and go whatever you were going to say.
Yeah, I think it got me excited, too. It did have, I think, a lot of that's more of the community than the actual game itself. But, I mean, it had problems, and it can have solutions, I guess. But
I'm glad they released the beta, though, because that actually kind of, you know, fixes some of the problems that they could have in retail.
I agree. I think this game will be better for it. Some things I can think off the top of my head they need to fix. Grenades are too powerful. The spawning is atrocious.
I'll ditto that.
The sawed-off shotgun is really powerful, even though I really like it, but it's really powerful, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, the game itself is fun. The dedicated servers help. Well, I think we're all in agreement that, you know, fun little beta. Not like I'm not the world's biggest Gears fan, but I believe it's got me excited for the game come September. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it.
Speaking of betas and demos, I'd like to get into Duke Nukem Forever. Something I think we really need to talk about.
Oh, dear. Is Jay there?
of what I know, and I think I'm carrying through his spirit here. From what I hear, this demo is going to be coming out, like, what is it, less than a week before the game's actually coming out?
June 3rd for First Access Club members. And that, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there, but I'm pretty sure that this is only for the people that bought Borderlands, the Game of the Year edition. I'm not sure about people who pre-ordered the game through GameStop. But June 3rd is a week before the international release. June 14th is the USA's release, but June 10th is internationally. So this is a mere week. That's not really first club access. That's normal demo access. That's actually not even normal demo access. That's pitiful.
I mean, what can you say about that? I mean, what does that say about the company, let alone the game?
In my opinion, all it tells me, they don't want people to play this game before they have a chance to buy it. I think they feel like they're going to lose consumers based on that.
So you think it's going to be a bad game?
I never expected it to be a good game, but I expected them to cater to the fans. If you're telling me that someone bought the Game of the Year edition of Borderlands just to play a Duke Nukem demo, then I expect they'd be happy with the end result no matter how bad it is, really. It's Duke Nukem Forever finally coming out. They should champion releasing this game and not be so worried about how it is. They should just get it out there, and they're really putting it off as long as they can.
So you think they got some kind of self-esteem problem?
That's the only thing I can think of, because June 3rd? Come on, guys.
Oh, I was doing a little bit of reading. The First Access Club is obtained from either a pre-order or a Borderlands Game of the Year edition, so...
Okay, fair enough.
But speaking of pre-orders, are you guys going to buy it? Is it going to be something you're going to spend $60 on?
I don't think I could see that sitting on my shelf, to be honest with you.
I really don't know how to answer that question because reserve the game, you know, $5, and, you know, I have this first access club thing just on the sole thing that I wanted to see if it was worth buying, but do I really have much time to make up my mind, you know, a week before, and I've already, you know, there's the demo, and I don't know. Is it going to, I literally, as of this demo debacle, I have no opinion of this game one way or the other. I'll have to play it before I make a decision. But I'm worried.
I honestly have to say it is just like Mirror's Edge to me. It is the perfect rental and nothing more. It's the perfect thing to just play and be done with and spend 10, 15 bucks to just play it and send it back over spending 60 and wasting all your money.
Oh, but what about Duke Mash and Capture the Babe and stuff like that?
I get that. It has multiplayer, but there are plenty of games that have multiplayer, and I can't see that one being any different from them.
Well, I don't know about that. The video they showed recently, it looked a lot like Quake or Unreal Tournament, you know, which is something that's kind of different nowadays. Everything's kind of like Call of Duty, if you ask me. You know, it'd be something worth playing. I don't know if I'd buy it or not. A Gamefly, maybe. All right, moving from Jay's favorite topic. Andrew, try to contain yourself. Another big game coming out this year, Arkham City. Talk to me.
You're talking my language.
What are you expecting to see at E3 about this game?
I am at least expecting to see some kind of gameplay of a person actually standing up there and showing you what's going on. That's what I think they should at least do. But what I want to see in the actual game itself is an expansion of what they've already done. I think Arkham Asylum was pretty close to a perfect game for me. And so if they could just build upon what they already have, they'll have sold me from the first second.
To me, it seems just like a game for Batman fans only, because I've played Arkham Asylum. This really didn't appeal to me as much as I'm sure Andrew would say. But it just doesn't really appeal to me. It just seems like another third-person game.
I can definitely see where you're coming from with that, Chris. But I don't know if it alienates people. I'm not a huge Batman fan, and I found the first Arkham Asylum to be a great game. But there's tons of stuff in there for diehard fans like Andrew that they just love. References I didn't get whenever my head, you know, I know Andrew was talking about them, how great they were. So I feel like it's a game that's made with the attention to detail for fans that makes it even better. But people like me, it's still a good game. The only thing I can levy is I thought this would be a perfect chance for those challenge maps and anything like that to introduce some kind of co-op mechanic. And from what we know, they've deconfirmed that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they denied it.
Yeah, I'll give you the co-op would have been a great sounding, but I'm not going to dock them points for not having it. I mean, it's story driven, and I can understand why it wouldn't be there.
I'll agree with that, but I just feel like the challenge maps, they just lend themselves to that perfectly. Story-wise, that's fine, but the challenge maps would have been a perfect chance for some co-op action.
As opposed to Asylum, this is supposed to be like an open game world, is it not?
Yeah, it's like it's going to be almost like a Grand Theft Auto type of deal where you can do things almost your own way.
Right.
But that's more about navigation, is it not? There's not like a mission structure like that, is there?
Yeah, there actually is. They're going to have like, you know, your main storylines, but then you have like three times as many side stories that you can go access at any time.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. I'm definitely excited.
Oh, me too.
So I think we've talked enough about Batman. What about the new Legend of Zelda coming out, Skyward Sword, Logan?
Yeah, Skyward Sword. I'm really excited for it. Other than last year's E3, they've been really secretive about it. It didn't really work too well on the stage, but all reports I heard said it was playing just fine in the booths. I think it's going to be a really great game. I'm obviously a huge Zelda fanboy, but I think it has great potential. I love the art style. I think it's a nice move using that Motion Plus.
I see it as more of like a fleeting game for the Wii, like the last hoorah.
I think it might be remembered as that. I'm trying to think of another good example. Twilight Princess, although it came out on the Wii first, later came out on the GameCube, and I believe a lot of people consider that the last great GameCube game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another big game, not coming out this year, only confirmed for next year. I'm not interested in the slightest, so I'll let you two have at it. BioShock Infinite, that might have something to say at E3. What do y'all think?
I think I can take the reins on this one. I was a big BioShock 1 fan. I had a lot of fun playing it, and I have a lot of fun playing it over again. One of those games where you can just play it many different times and still find it enjoyable, to me at least. And I think BioShock Infinite, it's going to be made by the same people that did BioShock 1. It's going to have really nothing to do with BioShock 2, and I think it's just going to be a better game because of that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is BioShock Infinite going to be in the skies instead of the sea?
Yeah. From what I know, it's going to be in the skies from this thing called Columbia, I believe, is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And some whole idea about you're going to save some girl who needs to be taken out of there, and you get entangled between the whole deal.
Allow me to play devil's advocate here as someone who's not really a fan. I didn't like System Shock 2. Bioshock was a good game. Bioshock 2 I thought was deplorable, a bit of a cash-in. You know, if they're going to change the setting, do they need to use the Bioshock moniker? They changed System Shock and, you know, to no ill effect. I just get the feeling they're trying to milk this franchise after Bioshock 1's success. I thought that they spent way too long developing Bioshock 2, and it was very underwhelming, and I don't see this game being any different, regardless of who's developing it.
I hear what you're saying, but I think that it's really not going to be that way. It's going to be more like the guy who's making it is like the author of a book, and it's just a different book made by the same person. You're going to get the same feeling that you had, but it's going to be a totally different experience.
I like that analogy, yeah. You didn't make me a believer, but I like the analogy. Chris, opinions on Bioshock?
I really hope that they make Infinite similar to Bioshock 1, because I really enjoyed Bioshock 1.
So we've done a lot of talking about what Logan and I want to see this year in the gaming world. What do you really want to see, Chris?
I'm really anticipating Skyrim. Morrowind was my favorite game of all time. Oblivion was really good, but it didn't really, you know, match up to Morrowind, in my opinion. I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll disagree with me, but maybe it's just me being nostalgic. I really hope that Skyrim can live up to my expectations, because I have very high expectations for this game.
Now, you said you didn't think that Oblivion lived up to Morrowind, which I can certainly see where you come from. I love Morrowind. I love Oblivion. But when I look at those two games, Oblivion's really, in my opinion, just a more perfected version of Morrowind. So what was your beef with Oblivion then? Because regardless of how much I love Morrowind, and, you know, I have some nostalgia for it as well, I thought Oblivion just played better.
I feel like it was a little dumbed down compared to Morrowind, because they took some of the skills out, and I love the game. I just didn't really like how they took out some of the skills.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they doing the same thing with Skyrim?
Yeah, and that's an area I hope that they change before release.
Okay, I certainly understand what you're saying, but if I can use an analogy, Mass Effect 1, I love that game. Mass Effect 2, I love that game, and Mass Effect 2's got a bum rap, I think, for being dumbed down. And I understand where people are coming from, but, you know, less is more in this case. You know, it's dumbed down, so to speak, yeah, but...
Maybe dumbed down is the wrong word. Maybe streamlining is the right word for this.
Streamlining, yeah. But I don't really see a problem with streamlining. I think it makes the game more accessible, really. No problem with that.
Yeah.
I think my opinion is it's a little too wrapped up in Morrowind, and I think they just need to go on, you know, they just need to go keep going on that road and just sort of, let it be progress. They can take out a few things, but if they, you know, make the graphics better, give you some new surroundings, give you some new ideas, then I think it's going to be a great game in itself.
Yeah, I personally cannot wait for it.
Yeah, I'm with Andrew, though. You know, we don't need to worry about, you know, appeasing the old Morrowind fans. I think it's going to be what everybody wants. It's going to be a big world. It's going to have a lot of stuff to do, and that's just what I expect from the Elder Scrolls game. The one thing I do not want to see is bugs. And I think we can all agree, I believe Gamebryo is what it's called, is the engine Bethesda use. They use it for Oblivion, Fallout 3. Obsidian used it with New Vegas to just stunningly bad effects. So now that they've moved away from that, I want to see some of the bugs being ironed out.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, isn't bugs just a tradition with Bethesda? It's as much a tradition as loading screens?
Well, they're big games, and, you know, they kind of walk hand in hand with big games, but they can do a better job. That engine certainly wasn't helping them. All right, so I think we're all in agreement that Skyrim, pretty high up there on our list of what we want this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so to really shift gears, let's go from a game like Skyrim and talk about the complete opposite with Final Fantasy XIII 2. This was a game that Square Enix announced, I believe it was February of this year, and there has literally been no word of it other than that one trailer. Now, Final Fantasy XIII, I wasn't too huge on the game. I've always enjoyed the Final Fantasy games. Not huge on 13, but actually kind of perplexed by this game. I have no clue how they're going to make it continue from the Final Fantasy XIII, but I still want to see something. Obviously, it's going to be for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Anybody got an opinion on that game?
Well, I can honestly say I've only played the best Final Fantasy games, so I've only really seen the best of the best of what they had to offer. And personally, I didn't like 13. I didn't like what they did with it, the changes they made, and how it just went sort of...
Someone didn't play Final Fantasy 12.
Maybe I'm a bit cynical here, but... I mean, it's just the game wasn't what I wanted it to be. I do have to ask. With 13, I remember it being a very, very linear game. I mean, it was corridors of corridors. And you really just, you had your set path that you could not stray from. And the only thing I wanted to know is if you think they would change that in Final Fantasy 13 too.
13, it was notoriously linear. Not only was the level design linear, but the game and the path that the story developed through were extremely linear. As in, I'm not sure, it's been a while since I've played it, but you weren't allowed to fully choose the members of your party till the 12th chapter out of about 15, I believe. Or maybe 13. I'm not completely sure. But it was really overbearing trying to hold your hand. And I'd like to think if they're going to have this game released early 2012, is what they say, I'd like to think they're going to cut that loose and just kind of make this a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But the only other time they did a sequel with Final Fantasy X-2, which was just one of the travesties of gaming, they completely changed the formula. So I don't know if something like that's going to happen.
Anything's possible right now.
Anything.
Speaking of anything possible, what's up with that Final Fantasy Versus?
I'd have to go ahead and say about Final Fantasy Versus 13, come June 14th, if Duke Nukem Forever actually releases, it'll be the vaporware of all time, because they really have shown nothing about the game. All we know is that it's supposed to be a PS3 exclusive. That, I know, is also under debate, and I've been feeling for a long time now that that game's going to come out for Xbox 360, especially considering Square Enix's financial woes. I don't see any way that's not going to happen. I'll say it here right now, recording this, that if that game doesn't wind up on the Xbox 360, send me your address through the forums or something, and I'll mail you a freaking dollar, because that's going to happen.
It's a bold statement.
I'm a bold man. But joking aside, I don't really know much about that game story-wise. You know, it's from all the things I've heard, it's supposed to be more Kingdom Hearts style. I was never a big fan of those games. A little more active. I don't know if y'all have ever played the Crisis Core game on the PSP. I've heard it was in that vein.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know much about it, but the only thing I can say is I believe it'll be an Xbox title at some point. I wouldn't care, but somebody will.
I guess that's a good way to sum it up. I won't care, but somebody will.
All right. I feel like we've talked a lot about games, a lot about press conferences, but I feel like on purpose we've left out some pretty big announcements to be had for this E3, so I figure we'll save that for the end and go in-depth on some of these things. First up, we'll just kind of go company by company. We'll stick with Microsoft. A big rumor, I think it's been quashed recently, but it's been coming out for about a year now, probably, is the next Xbox. When's it coming out? And people want to say it's going to be this E3. I know just recently EA was supposed to have a prototype version of it, but they came out and said they didn't. Who knows if they're lying. Are you ready for a new Xbox late next year, what the rumor says?
Honestly, I've got to say, ready or not, here I come. I mean, it's one of those things, whether I want it to come out or not, I'll have to get it when it comes out. But I think if they bring it out soon, if they release it at this E3, I think it's going to be a major mistake, and they're just going to be mirroring how they did with the Xbox 360, with the problems it had when it started out, and with the problems that thing will most definitely have if they just bring it out right now.
Chris?
You know, I don't really need a new Xbox right now. My Xbox right now does everything I want it to, and I don't really need a new Xbox. If they released one, I'd probably still get it, but I don't really need it.
I agree. I feel like a move like this, just to try to beat Nintendo, is a bit forced, you know? Nintendo, they're gonna have their fans. They're always gonna make their money. There's no need to try to beat them at their own game. The one thing I do want to bring up that we didn't talk much about is, you know, we talked about the next Xbox, and from what they always said last year, Kinect was supposed to be their next Xbox. You know, Microsoft and Sony have said for a while now that they think this console generation is gonna last longer. Microsoft's plan was the Kinect, Sony's was the move. What do y'all think about the Kinect? I know we talked a bit about it earlier, but what can they do to make that thing legitimate?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of problems that you have with the Kinect and a lot of things that it can actually do good. I think the problems are going to be that it really can't be improved upon. What's there is there, and so you can't bring much more to the table with it. But, I mean, what it can do isn't bad. I'm sure there's going to be, within the next year or two, a lot of new titles are going to be really creative on what they do with the Kinect and the features that you'll be able to have now. But it's going to be up to a point of what it can actually get done, and it can't improve upon that.
So you're saying they're kind of stuck with a Wii syndrome, where they're fist cuffed from the technology from the beginning.
Yeah.
What we've seen, what you saw at the beginning was what you're going to see for the next 3 years.
As for me, I just see it as really another gimmick. I don't see anything that Kinect could offer to me that would make me want to buy a Kinect. To me, it just seems like another Wii.
You know, yeah, the Kinect, it's had its fair share of the shovelware. That's probably where it's going to stay for the rest of its life, I think. the technology might be there, but I just don't see anything being practical with that system. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. It's neat, but I don't see it used for anything other than Friday night beer drinking, jumping around like an idiot. I'd love to talk more about the NGP. There's other than specs, you know, Sony's famous for just talking about how pretty the graphics will be. There's really not much known about it yet. So I want to shift quite quick to the 3DS. We talked about that also a little briefly, but game-wise, we kind of know where we want to be at. You know, they got some good games coming out, but we want them now. What do we feel like the future of this thing is? Is it going to be as dominant as the DS was?
The only thing I want to say about the 3DS is that if they really want to survive, they need to focus on having fun games in their game library. Because games like The Legend of Zelda and Donkey Kong, those are going to be the great ones that people are going to want to keep playing over and over, and they don't need just gimmicky games that are going to get, you know, more numbers on the shelf. And quite honestly, I think that not having those great games as of right now is hurting their sales.
It is a good point. I know their sales, I'm not sure how good they were in relation to numbers move, but I know they did not meet goals they had. So the question remains for me, do they beat Sony again? Can they keep up that dominance? Because I have a PSP. I enjoy it. In competition with Nintendo, Sony was absolutely throttled last generation. Do they have any chance of beating them this time around?
If they can keep up a good game streak, then yeah, I think they can.
So we touched on the 3DS, but I wanted to save just a bit of chunk to talk about Project Cafe. Like I said, we hit on it earlier, but this has got to be the big papa for them. I'm super excited. I really think they're about to hang their whole press conference on this. I think it's going to be big. So I'm just going to go through some rumored specs. Like I said, we don't know much about it. They've only said they're announcing it. Controller is supposed to have a touch screen in it that's supposed to have like a haptic interface that you can feel textures. I have no idea how that'll work or how expensive it'll be. You know, the Wand, kind of like the Move, it'll be separate. They're supposed to have an online service developed by a outside party, which is a great thing. And, you know, if it's going to be more powerful than the PS3, any third-party games that are coming out should also be coming out for the Project Cafe. I can't see this being anything but good for Nintendo.
To me, the whole thing just sounds really strange and new. I'm not saying it sounds bad. It sounds different. It's going to change things. If everything is true and if all the rumors are right, then I think it will probably change the gaming community.
Hey, you know, they did it with the Wii. Why not again? Here's another question, and I think this is a really important one. They're going to have a different controller, and they're going to be as powerful as the Xbox 360, PS3, all that. That's all great. But the one thing I believe that set the Wii apart was it had a lower price point. And with the, you know, cheaper technology, basically, almost using a GameCube again, they were able to sell it for that and make tons of money. That's why they're where they are today. If they're going to do this, I don't know how they're going to competitively price this alongside the other consoles. Because yep. In all honesty, it really is just going to, you know, Nintendo's not really passing these people so much as now they're getting even with Sony and Microsoft. And, you know, maybe by late next year, I mean, you could probably get an Xbox for $150. Who knows how cheap they'll be? Can Nintendo put this thing on a shelf at a price that would make you buy it?
Personally, I would not buy the thing if it was a cent over an Xbox 360's price. I think it wouldn't be worth it. I've already invested a lot into the 360, and it's just, I mean, to go change that quick to a new system, it's just, I couldn't do it if it was even just a cent over what a 360 would cost.
Nobody's saying get rid of anything.
Well, I mean, you always have your primary system that you use, the one that you always, it's the game console you buy your big games for every year. And so, you know, to have that, you know, Xbox Live profile, would you switch over into to something new right then and there just because it's a different company?
So the question remains this. Late 2012, Nintendo comes out with this thing. They put it on the shelf for a good price. It's got a normal controller, you know, touch screen. At least it's more normal than the Wii was. You know, they have a better online system, hopefully a good one. They have a Zelda game, a Mario game, a Metroid game at some point, and they have all the third-party games, you know, Battlefields, Call of Duties, Mass Effects. How do you not buy this console is the question I ask.
I think it all depends on your friends, basically. If all your friends are getting it and you know that you're going to have people to play games with and talk to on the Nintendo, then yeah, it would probably be a very good deal to switch it over to Nintendo.
I don't know. I think it's really interesting. And, you know, the Wii has had so much success, but I think it's going to be really neat to see Nintendo in a place to kind of say, you know, look at us. We're just as good as y'all now. Because everybody kind of looks down on the Wii, and I don't blame them for it, but man, this could be something, y'all.
Could be. We'll have to wait and see.
All right, that's most of what we were planning on talking about tonight. You know, I'm sure there's tons of stuff we missed, but only time will tell what happens at E3. I'm pretty excited. So I have to ask, you know, what is the one thing y'all want to take away from this E3? As always, you know, everybody has something they're hoping for. You know, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Chris, what are you looking for this year?
Well, Project Cafe is probably one of the biggest things in this year's E3 that I'm looking forward to. I'm interested to see what kind of games they have for it, third-party games especially. I've never really been big into Nintendo, but we'll see what Project Cafe can bring to the table. What about you, Andrew?
Well, I think that this year is going to be a great year for what's actually going to be able to be put into the gamers' hands, and what the gamer is going to be able to see is going to be coming in the future. And so I think it's just going to be a prime year for the gaming community. Logan?
I don't really know what to take away from this. I think it's a little something for everyone, and there's a lot for me, but I'll probably get selfish. I'd love to see some hands-on Mass Effect 3, and just as a personal thing, I'd love to see a new Mega Man game. They canceled Mega Man Universe. I gotta have something. They've teased Mega Man X9 recently. Show me something, Capcom. Come on, guys.
All right, well, I think that's a wrap.
Well, probably not the smoothest podcast ever recorded, but I had fun, guys. I think we'll get better at this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we can make some more later.
Yeah, but I think this went okay for the first one. Don't know when we'll do the next one, but it'll definitely be after E3, so we can see how stupid we all were by guessing all this wrong. All right, I believe that wraps it up. Thanks for listening, whoever did. We'll see y'all next time.
See you later.
See you later.